A grave day for our empire. The Holy One Saddam Hussein is now declared missing and presumed dead. His party was last seen in the Andes mountain range near a nuclear facility. The inevitable may have occurred. Oh, jeez. Looks like I may be bossless. That means for at least once, for at least today, I am my own boss. And that means I can do whatever the fuck I like with my day. He might be found alive and kicking tomorrow, and then I'm back to dishes at 4 a.m. I think it's time for a tour of the town. But where is there to go? Only Baghdad. Oh well, it's one of the oldest cities in the world. Of course, Saddam has destroyed all the ancient monuments and replaced them with job centres. Oh Dodo, don't wreck the lab while I'm out.
In Baghdad's private town square...
Who the hell are you? Show some ID now.
I haven't got any ID, but I can tell you I'm Mr. Dodd. You can remove your Alsatian from my crotch now.
Oh, Mr. Dodd, my apologies. Where do you plan to go today?
I'm off to the library. I'm going to spend the most boring day possible. I'm going to spend the entire day reading a book about the anatomy of tree bark.
Well, it sounds like I'm having a more interesting day, staring at the same spot in the wall and scratching the bricks away from my nail.
In the library.
Mr. Dodd, you've been reading the same page in the same book for 5 hours. I hate to pry, but why don't you read something more interesting?
Why are you whispering?
Because this is a library.
Well, I would read something more interesting, but as all the best books have been banned by the state... Especially the title Saddam Hussein, The New Empire Revealed, Secrets of Terror.
Yes, the books were publicly burned in the town square. I was reading The Lord of the Rings and Frodo was just leaving the Shire as someone set fire to the page.
I'm trying to spend the most boring day possible, but you're making it too interesting. As I'm the most boring person, I think I'll be off to the bird sanctuary. Good day.
At the bird sanctuary?
Call me odd and eccentric. I don't see many birds here.
And the eagle has ate all the other birds.
I might be boring, but I'm not going to spend any more of my precious time here. I've seen more wildlife as roadkill in the middle of Iraqi streets.
Yes, get lost, you old fart. Bird sanctuaries are for the young and hip. You're not cool enough to call yourself a bird watcher.
Okay, where the hell next? At this rate, I'm just going to keep trundling from one place to the next. And I'm too senile to remember where I've even been. I've got to find an even more boring place than the last two. There is colour on the streets, and the sounds of innocent people being persecuted for slight crimes. I'm not bored enough. Oh wait, what the heck's this? The Desert Appreciation Society? Grains of Sand Collectors? Sounds like it's the one for me.
In the village hall.
Hello and welcome to the Desert Appreciation Society. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I bet you are wondering what we are all about. Well, listen here and look out for the window. To the left, there's a desert. Nothing for 50 miles. To the right, there is a desert. Nothing for 40 miles. Now, you maggots, get out there and appreciate.
I might be about as interesting as an unpainted wall, but even for me, what am I supposed to do?
I hope you have all brought sandwiches. I want you to rub them in the sand and grit them.
Well, I've just had false teeth. This will ruin them.
Okay, I have something different for you. Take this camera and you must take 100 diverse photographs of the desert and captivate the originality and breathtaking nature of the Iraqi outback. They must be very different and striking.
Well, okay.
A little way later...
I can't believe it. This desert looks the same as a Xerox. I can't possibly do this. No, fuck, I've scratched the lens.
Fucking morons.
I can't find anywhere decent to take a photograph. I'll just keep going, even though I haven't packed any water. Maybe miles... If necessary.
5 miles later.
Oh, Jesus. My tongue is attached to the roof of my mouth. I need water. I need water. Although a Coke would be nice. What The Jesus, Allah, Mary, Joseph, Buddha is that? Is that some kind of pyramid? I must enter. I need shade. I've pissed me pants and I'm so thirsty. I might just have to piss on a wall and then lick it. Oh, holy shit. I'm getting delirious. I would drink sweat.
Then Mr. Dodd saw something that flashed in front of him like this, like his life would.
It's a Coke machine. Oh, thank you, Allah Buddha. But oh no, curses, I have no change. All I've got is a rusty old half a pint. Coke, 5 points. Diet Iraqi Steak Cola, 3 points. American Sprite, order this and you will be shot. Looks like I'll have to bash the machine in then. I know. I've got just about the strength of an ant, due to my old age. Yeah, I think I'll just smash the glass on the front of the machine. But hang on, here's a flap. I'll just wang on my arm in, even though I've no idea how I'm going to get it out. I'll just kick the side in while I'm tinting it like a game of pinball. Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that. It's a bit heavy. Oh, fuck, it's toppling over onto me temples. This isn't good. I don't think your nose should be above your eyes. I can't believe I'm so delirious. I'm going mad. I think that's the desert manager smashing my camera while simultaneously taking pictures. And there's a river of Sprite. And cans are becoming embedded in the wall. I see ancient sculptures that I know to be 20,000 years old. They're getting ruined. And the desert manager is signing his autograph.
This isn't a mirage, and I am really here. And I really am wrecking the pyramid. You need to get to a hospital, mate.
The paramedics soon arrive in a helicopter and hoist Mr. Dodd up in a rope into it. Unfortunately, as this is Iraq, they aren't the best trained medical team. Negligence is their middle name, and they have lived up to it by leaving the back door open on the helicopter, while Mr. Dodd is secured by an elastic band onto the stretcher. He is barely conscious by this time. The helicopter takes off, and so does Mr. Dodd, but not with it. Mr. Dodd's head hits face down into a rock, and is then hit by the falling stretcher. Later, outside the hospital...
Mr. Dodd, you are free to go! But you are the most doddery, most foolish old man I've ever seen. You should have been conscripted into war and killed in battle.
Well, after all, I am in my late 60s, and I've got a pension and you haven't.
Careless talk costs pistols.
Mr. Dodd starts to walk away from the hospital and in the general direction of downtown Baghdad. He approaches the market, continues down the litter-filled dark back streets, leading past houses which smell like landfill sites. The streets aren't lit at all because Saddam doesn't provide electricity. Parts of the streets are lit by bonfires on corners, even though the houses are made of wood. But he soon comes upon a church, the Order of the Brotherhood of the Iraqi State Cult. He enters in and leaves half a point which is now fire damaged in the donation box.
Oh, a church. I need sanctuary. Oh God, almighty God, I've had such a bad day. Smashed and brutalized in every way. I went into the desert and a Coke machine fell on my head. If the desert manager hadn't come, I would have been clinically dead. The paramedics arrived and hoisted me up a rope, but they were unable to cope. Then the stretcher tipped up and I fell through the back. Then I hit the ground and heard my skull crack. So I thank you, God, almighty Allah and Buddha, for restoring my life and letting a boring old person who can offer absolutely nothing to the world except for filling a seat in an old people's home and giving ratings to reruns of Ironside remain close to what little life there is. So please don't make my life a curse, because I don't think it can get any worse. Oh, Father, I was just praying. Very nice church you have here. It's out of the way, isn't it? It looks at least 800 years old.
Yeah, a lot of history. It's actually 1,200 years old. It's one of the first buildings to be built in Baghdad. I think Aladdin rubbed on a lamp here, but this is not a church.
and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. But I need sanctuary. Okay, then. What's that on the altar? Looks like something I've designed in my laboratory. Allah Buddha, this is a nuclear warhead. Well, biological warfare agents. Oh, shit. This is where Saddam hid his weapons during the UN inspections. Bill Clinton is not at all religious, so he wouldn't find a place like this. There's enough ammunition here to blow up a third world country. But I am party to Saddam Hussein. I'm a senior scientist for his dictatorship. With what you're now? You're not getting out of here. Quiet, boys! Not, don't use a crowbar. Watch those glasses, they cost something. Don't tear that pocket. It's got bits of crap in it. Oh no, not the altar. You M boy, aren't you? You shifty old toy rag. You're getting lynched.
Praying is useless in this church.
Get some firecrackers and shove it up your ass. Get some firecrackers and shove it up his ass.
I'm a goner. Oh well, it was a good life. Well, actually, it wasn't. I spent most of it watching Coronation Street the minute it came on. Oh, Allah Buddha, where are you? I believe in one of you.
How will Mr. Dodd escape this predicament? Will he get lynched? Will a firework go off inside his rectum? Find out in the next episode that stars Mr. Dodd, meaning that he will be coming back.